Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Of course, the Brewers are in town, and for me personally, that brings some nice and fuzzy, warm feelings coming on.
Yes, you are well-loved in Milwaukee.
Former organization that I used to play for, and a lot of familiar faces still in the organization. One of them is a former teammate. And this former teammate of mine is now the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers and has done a terrific job joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Craig Council, Brewers manager. Craig, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm going great. Good to talk to you, man.
You as well. Can you give us the secret of your Benjamin Button status? You don't seem – you're aging backwards. You're getting younger as you get older. I can't understand it.
I don't feel like it, but not doing this job. But no, it's it took me a while to get into a bar, so now I'm getting the benefits for it. You know,
Craig Council is our guest. Well, I might as well just follow up with another not silly question, but I would like to know what it's like to score the winning run in the seventh game of the World Series, and I guess you would know how to do it because you're the only guy who ever did it twice. How often do you get asked about those moments, and how often do those cross your mind, I wonder?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think when you start to get a little older, honestly, you love being asked about that stuff, you know, because it's less and less people remember it, really. It's good that the players, know that you played and did some cool things in the game. I think it helps with their relationships for sure. But look, those are great memories. I think when we step foot into, back in Arizona, all those memories definitely come back, and I love hearing about it seeing it was on TV someday, and you want to remember those things, man. That's the time of your life, man.
Craig, you have one of the top two players in at least in my mind in the National League on your team, in Christian Yelich, MVP last year, certainly already in the running for it this year. What can you tell us about Christian Yelich that we may not know about his game?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's been fascinating about me is that I just love how he has developed as a player. I just think he keeps getting better, and he has this, and it just doesn't happen, it's because of work and because of his commitment to it. But he didn't enter the game as a star. He entered the game as a good, solid young player, and has just gradually gotten better and built himself a great foundation as a hitter. And I think it's allowed him to take his game to the next level and do what he's doing right now. So, it doesn't happen, like things like this don't happen for players just, because they're uber talented. There's a lot of work involved, and Christian is, and there's a lot of, you got to be super competitive to be someone like this and continually go after this and raise your game. And Christian's all those things.
Craig Council is with us, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. We really appreciate the time, Craig. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about running a pitching staff and doing the job that you did last postseason. I will tell you, I'll be frank, Tony and I are not fans necessarily of the opener, but I don't think anybody ever did it better than you did it last year in the postseason, the way you managed this team and got them all the way to the seventh game of the National League Championship Series. I guess it was somewhat out of necessity that you did that. And did it work a little better than you thought it would, and so you kind of stayed with it? Take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, for us, I think, and for any team, what you're just looking to do is to, highlight your strengths. And we were a team that was clearly, the strength of our team last year, and by the end of the season, was Josh Hader and Corey Knebel. And so You know, that's kind of where our pitching started, and that's where our conversations with our pitching started, is with those two guys. So we were kind of working everything from a different direction than you'd traditionally work a pitching staff. And in the playoffs is nothing like the regular season. I think that's the one thing that people have to understand, is it's nothing like the regular season. There's the most you'll play is three games in a row. You're going to push your pitchers harder. And, you know, our best pitchers were relievers last year. We got some tremendous performances from two guys in Wade Miley and Yuli Chacin that helped us. But, you know, our other really, you know, significant guys, Brandon Woodruff was still pitching in the bullpen. Corbin Burns is on our staff this year. Jeremy Jeffers. Those were our guys. And so we were just trying to figure out a way to get those guys out there as much as we possibly could.
Craig, coming off a year like last year where you guys make it to the NLCS, how does making it that far change the next season for a team? And does it give you insight on what you might do differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, the one thing it left us definitely with this unfinished business feeling is that's for sure. But in between that, you know, I think you figure out really quick that the major league season is you can't operate like the playoffs. It's a different scenario. It's a grind. It's monotonous at times. But it's still, every game is still so important, as we learned last year when you play a 163rd game to try to, you know, win the division. So, you know, it's a challenge in that what we've learned is that we've learned every game is important, but I also think making every game of 162 like the most important day of the year is a mental challenge, and then we're in the middle of that right now and trying to do that. Exactly.
Brewers are in first place, though. Craig Counsell getting it done again in Milwaukee and joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Craig, we were kicking around this this umpire tweet that came out today, and I want to give you an out, first of all. If you don't want to discuss umpires, I totally get it. You're a manager. You don't want to say something. But I think that we all can agree right now that players need to be held accountable for their actions, managers, coaches, fans, and hopefully maybe even umpires. And I think the fact that this tweet has come out today, and I don't know how much you're familiar with it, but maybe this will help eventually kind of get a little better relationship between players, managers, umpires. Again, if you don't feel like commenting, I totally get it, but your thoughts if you're willing to comment.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my general thoughts on umpires and you know, the what's always happens is that they're just, you know, I think we're all competing. That's the big thing. They're trying to get it right. I've never questioned if they're trying to get it right. They make mistakes, and I think we have to accept that mistakes will be made. I think nobody's going to be happy about it, but I always feel like when you wake up the next day and you go to the plate or you talk to an umpire, then it's over, man. You're over and you go on to the next day and we're done. And so as long as that always happens, I think, you know, we can have arguments, we can have, you know, we can get in their face and they can get in our face and we can do all that. As long as next day it's over and we treat each other with respect, I'm all good with it. When it continues, I think there's always a problem. And I do think there is an accountability system for umpires. It's just, we all want to always know more about it. I think that's the, from the player's side and from even fan side, I think everybody just wants to know a little bit more about it. And for whatever reason, it's just always been a little more of a, you know, a quiet process, but it does exist.
See, this is the vets that I got to learn from and why I approach it the way I do. Craig, I gotta ask you one more question before we let you get out of here. Gio Gonzalez, good friend of mine, good friend of this show, has made his way to this organization for the second time. What's his health like? When will you guys get him back on the bump?
Yeah, Gio's actually throwing a bullpen today on his way back. He was a huge addition for us last year. Just a great guy and a great addition to our clubhouse. That I think so important. Adding characters to your clubhouse is when you talk about 162 games is really important. And Gio's one of those characters for sure. That really is, you know, brings a lot of corners of the clubhouse together. So he's probably about 3 weeks away or 2.5 weeks away from pitching for us again. And we're trying to get him back as soon as we can because he's done a great job for us.
Craig, very kind of you to spend so much time with us on game day. I know you got to get to work, and best of luck with your Brewers. By the way, you probably have an entire country worth of National League Baseball fans that are rooting for you to once again knock off the Cubs. So good luck in the NL Central, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later on. Always really respected you as a player, and fun to have you on the program. Thank you.
Craig, I'm going to try to make my way down there so I can shake your hand, man. Thanks for coming on.
All good, man. Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
That was Craig Council of the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers, that is, SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has an auto loan rates as low as 1.99% APR at the home summer sale this weekend. Subject to approval, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.